Survey, Joe Biden's approval underwater on every key issue. By Hannah Blow on September 24, 2022. President Joe Biden's approval rating is underwater on every key issue listed in the latest The Economist/YouGov survey. The survey, taken September 17 to 20, 2022, among 1,500 U.S. adult citizens, found Biden's overall approval underwater by 7%, as a majority, 51%, find him unfavorable, compared to 44% who view him favorably. The gap grows even more when respondents were asked if they approve or disapprove of the way Biden is handling his job as president, 51% disapproving and 42% approving. It does not end there, however. The survey also asked respondents to rate the president on a variety of issues, but on every single issue listed in the poll, Biden's approval rating is completely underwater. For instance, he has a net negative approval on jobs and the economy, as 41% approve, compared to 48% who disapprove. His net approval on immigration is even worse. He is underwater by 20 percentage points, as 53% disapprove, and 33% approve. This trend continues on every other issue listed. Abortion. 35% approve. 48% disapprove. Civil rights. 40% approve. 41% disapprove. Civil liberties. 39% approve. 41% disapprove. Crime. 35% approve. 47% disapprove. Criminal justice reform. 33% approve. 47% disapprove. Most, 52%, doubt Biden cares about the needs and problems of people like you. Of those, 38% said he doesn't care at all, and 14% said not much. Further, 58% tend to believe Biden is a weak leader, and a plurality 46% are pessimistic about the next few years with Biden at the helm. The survey at has a +2.9% margin of error and coincides with the findings of a recent Harvard Capps-Harris poll, which found former President Donald Trump still outperforming Biden on a range of issues as well. A recent survey from The Economist/YouGov showed Biden's approval completely underwater on the issue of crime, as 33% approve and 47% disapprove. The president's abysmal approval ratings come weeks ahead of the midterm elections, and Democrats hope to disassociate themselves from the social and economic woes that have occurred under the Biden administration.